Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy Wednesday morning, Ricky. So I know it's Wednesday because I took my recycling down to the bottom of the driveway this morning, and I cursed myself for not doing it the night before. So I know it's Wednesday morning.
All right.
And we are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, I've got news for you. Go to CropMetcalf.com. They've got all the info you need there. I am Cakes. At Money Metal Cakes is where you find me on the Twitters. At Cakes Flops on Instagram. Please give a follow. Thank you in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Bishop is sitting directly across from me.
I may have to leave mid-segment.
Just a
little warning to you.
you have a wave brewing over there.
Man, those apple cider vinegar gummies kicking in.
Yeah, they do their work.
Yeah, so I should be able to last, but okay. Just warning you.
All right, got it.
I might have to leave at like 6:07.
Understood. Eric Bickle is here.
I think I'm totally empty. I had a wave yesterday that wouldn't stop.
Oh, really?
So oh, yeah.
You're good
literally,
to go.
Like, I had to go to the bathroom like four times in an hour.
That's a lot.
Something you ate? Had to have been something you ate.
I know. I'm starting to tell my wife, I think I might be lactose intolerant. I might have developed it from all the cheese and everything. Yeah, yeah.
That could be,
I don't know.
You might need to scale back on the dairy.
Is it a coincidence that the first time I've had like cereal, I had two bowls of Honey Nut Cheerios yesterday.
Delicious.
All the cheese I normally consume.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I had crab bisque soup, very rich soup.
That is rich, yeah.
And then next thing you know, I felt like I did on that plane a few months ago.
I was actually
on the phone with my wife at the bar in the restaurant. Yeah. And I said, I got to go.
I got to
literally sprint to the bathroom.
Uh-huh. Well, the good news is
that was the first of like four trips.
Scale back like on your milk and your dairy. There have never been more milk alternatives. I don't know if you've shopped for milk lately, but
we used to buy the almond milk,
all the different types of milk.
Yeah, but I need cheese though. I need cheese in my life.
There's plenty of cheese at the grocery store.
I guess almond cheese.
What if you're
do they do almond cheese?
Not that I know.
I've never heard of that.
But if you're lactose intolerant,
let's come up with it.
If you're lactose intolerant, legitimately, cheese is probably not the best
I know.
Avenue for you.
I hear you. I think there might be a hint of it.
But it's addicting.
Not a horrible case, but a little hint of it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
All right, well, hopefully you're past that.
I think I'm fully empty.
Okay, good.
I mean, I could go in there. Nothing's coming out.
Very good.
I'm just a bit unsteady right now.
I could
now.
Have a colonoscopy right now.
Yo, you're that thorough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It felt like that.
All right, good.
Well, I got one in 2 months.
Yeah.
That not, prep day.
Not looking forward to it.
Prep day is no joke.
May 9th is going to be hell.
Yeah, it's not going to be fun.
It won't be great, but you'll get through it.
I know I'll get through it, but it's going to be hell. Mm. May 9th, hell. May 10th, procedure, and then I'm good.
Well, the opposite of what
as
you're
going to
feel
as long as the results are good.
Is what Caps fans were feeling last night, getting a huge overtime victory against the Detroit Red Wings on home ice.
Break this down. I watched the first period, and there was obviously no score. A lot of scoring chances, but no scoring.
Yeah, a lot of good chances.
Lindgren was playing his ass off again.
I did not
again.
See the rest of the game.
You're gonna have many impressive saves.
Yeah.
Well, Stromer's the star.
Stromer
scores twice, including the game clincher in overtime. By the way, that's two overtime game winners for Strom in less than a week. because he did it in the Carolina game, that barn burner, the 7-6 game. He did it there. He does it again last night. I mean,
he's just a baller.
The Caps are just coming up big when it's the most important.
It's six out of seven.
All the chips are on the line. The Caps are playing their best hockey of the season.
Before they won six out of seven, you know, a couple weeks ago when that started, I wonder what the playoff chances were. It was probably
11%.
Oh, no, it was down to like
under
three.
Like 10%. It was like six.
Was it under 10?
From what I remember, it was like 6% was their lowest.
That was pretty low.
I was just looking at like moneypuck.com like, why am I even bothering?
I do remember it was 93%.
I think it got, at one point, it got lower.
It might have dipped down to
it
like
3%. It got lower to 3 or something.
Yeah.
It was really low.
Yeah. But currently, I will give you the daily moneypuck.com sweat. This is my new JM daily leading into the NHL playoffs. Your Washington Capitals playoff odds, as of 3 a.m. Eastern time this morning, 65.5% chance to qualify.
It's crazy how that
for the playoffs
change in just a few weeks.
They're now clear of the Detroit Red Wings for the number two spot in the wild card, and it hurt a little bit that the Flyers gained a point last night in an overtime loss to the Rangers. But still, the Caps are now just 1 point behind the Flyers in the chase for
and
the Metro spot.
2 points up on Detroit.
Correct.
1 point back of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It sucked that they gave up that goal with about 5 minutes left in the third period because it could have got just a regulation win.
It was kind of deflating.
Right? It was very annoying.
Yes.
But I'll be honest with you. I think if you're being honest with yourself, you got to be really happy that they got those 2 points. Because
absolutely,
I felt like they were getting outplayed in a lot of moments, like
Detroit
in the second or third period.
I thought Detroit looked faster in
they
the
first
period. They
just had more shots and more there was more high danger chances. And I think Lindgren was playing his ass off.
Lindgren was just, he was spectacular.
There was one stretch.
Well, he's
going
to have to be spectacular for the next 10 games.
Even during one of the goals that he gave up.
He made like five saves.
I can't remember which goal it was. Might have been the third goal.
It was the second one.
He was stopping just point blank rippers from, I mean, Detroit was just on the doorstep. And I think he made like three really good saves, including one where he had to
completely do the splits.
Yeah.
And they eventually got one past him when he's completely sprawled down on the ice where he's giving up like 85% of the net because he'd done all he could do at that point.
Who scored the first Caps goal? Was that Dowd?
First one? Yeah. Dowder, and then McMichael potted one, and Stromer gets two.
I feel like McMichael's having a pretty
pretty remarkable year.
Yeah.
For a guy who was basically in Laviolette's doghouse and was only up for, I think he only had six games here with the Caps and spent the majority of last year with the Hershey Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he wasn't here a lot. And this year, like, Carbs has leaned into him.
Yeah.
And he's getting...
He's counting on him.
He's rewarding Carbs with probably a 20-goal season. He's at 17 right now.
Mm.
So that's a huge storyline for the Caps. The contributions they're getting from Connor McMichael, just 23 years old.
But Stromer, man, that guy's just so good.
Love him. Love the Stromer.
Well, you know who else is so good, and he's been up and down with his health, is Oshie. Even a guy like me, right? Like, I'm a casual hockey observer.
Yeah.
And you just see him just digging pucks out from two people.
Mm-hmm.
He just does the little things.
Yeah, Joby and Locker were complimenting him on the broadcast about just those little things that don't show up on the stat sheet. You know, the leadership, the grit and the hustle that he brings.
Well, and just breaking up like potential fast breaks and just it's remarkable how good he still is at his age. And you mentioned Joe B in the Locker. We've mentioned this for 20 years, 25 years more, how great they are. It, especially a guy like me, when I watch hockey, you know, I watch it and I kind of don't know what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. But Locker immediately sees it all. Yeah. He sees all the nuances. Yeah. They go to the replay, and he's already explained it before the replay even shows what happened. Yeah. And I barely saw what happened.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Like, he's unbelievable.
Appreciate them for what they are.
He's unbelievable.
He knows the game
inside
backwards
out. He knows
forwards.
All the nuances, all the things that just happened in a blur. He explains it as the replay's unfolding or even before it. It's remarkable.
You're not going to find
I can't name more than one analyst out there, but he's got to be the top.
His knowledge.
He's so good.
And what he sees.
I'm going to have a creeper whenever they hang him up. Hopefully it's not for a long time.
Hopefully
they keep calling Caps games in perpetuity.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we've, let's be honest, as Caps fans, we've been spoiled by having them as our broadcast team.
They're just so good.
Well, what is it now? 2+ decades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, like, just appreciate them for what they are.
He honestly, I mean, I don't know anything, but he, in my humble opinion,
yeah,
he's the best analyst in any sport.
Also,
he's
really good. Let's also throw in.
We got to get him back on.
Al Koken, like, does the on ice in between period interviews.
And
like,
Alan May's
that guy's
great.
Been at it forever.
And Alan May's
whole,
great.
The whole crew. Alexa Landeskog, like, yeah, they do a great job.
She does a great job. Yeah.
Tariq El-Bashir covering. They kill it.
I'm just glad that we're having carbs on after a win.
Yes, it's better.
After a big win.
Big one.
It sucks that it went to overtime because they got a point. And also the Flyers game in New York went to overtime,
okay,
so they got a point. But it's okay.
It's all right. It's okay. We can live with that.
Closing the gap.
It's way better than an L.
And it's, of course.
Way, way better.
Problem is, all right, so they're technically in the playoffs now, but, man, the schedule is just brutal.
Schedule's daunting.
Got to go to Toronto.
A few weeks ago, yeah.
But you know what? I don't want to, you know, jinx anything, but they're starting to – when you go on runs like this, you develop a chemistry and, like, a vibe.
Yeah.
And you're just starting to get really positive vibes about the
vibes
team right now.
And you know, you always talk about having a hot goalie if you qualify for the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there aren't many goalies in the league right now that are on a bigger heater
than that's a big part of it.
Charlie Lindgren.
They got the hot goalie. They got the chemistry. They got Ovi turning it on at the right time.
Yeah.
Oshie, knock on wood, health. I mean, hell, they don't even have Willie there right now.
And
I'm glad that Carbs and Brian McLaughlin didn't feel like pressure to play Darcy because he was the big salary guy.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. Right? Because there's no way they'd be in this situation if Darcy was playing every other night.
Not the way he's been playing.
Right. Oh. That's what I mean. So it's been a great move for
Carbs. Maybe he would get hot, give him a benefit of the doubt, but
yeah,
he hadn't been playing that way.
Sure, his confidence level's not the highest.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah, I'm just telling you, you're getting a little bit of a Cinderella vibe with the team. Like, maybe,
hope,
you know,
man,
they could be the underdogs to root for and everything.
That would be awesome.
By the way, if the NHL playoffs started today, do you know who the Caps would play in the first round?
Can I take a guess?
Pittsburgh. Sure. Who knows?
No, Pittsburgh is flailing. They're not even.
No, they're not close.
Sniffing playoffs right
okay,
now.
Good. All
right,
hold on.
It's juicy.
They would play.
Oh,
would they play the Rangers?
They
would
play the Rangers in the first round. Now there's still 11 games left. A lot can change between now and then. But wow, could you imagine a Caps versus Rangers? Caps versus Laviolette in the first round. That'd be a lot of fun drama.
So they're balling the Rangers.
They got 100 points.
100 points, yeah.
I think they just clinched last night.
I think they're the only
spot.
Team so far that's clinched a playoff spot in the NHL with, I don't know if they have 10 or 11 games
How
left.
How sick is that?
They've got 10 games left.
Yeah.
How sick is that? Lav was here, and we all loved him, but, you know, it just wasn't.
It just didn't work. It wasn't
working. It kind of ran out of gas.
He was ready for a new spot.
Yeah.
The Caps were ready for a new bench boss.
And
just kind of the way it
works. And he goes to the Rangers, got the best record in hockey.
Yeah.
Immediate success. Now, where do people always think that the Rangers had underachieved, like they had super talent? Or
I mean, I don't know if they're overflowing with talent.
Maybe they made some offseason changes. Who knows? But they're balling this year.
Man, that would stir my loins if the Caps took on the Rangers in the first round of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they'd be serious underdogs, but
that's fine.
It would be fun.
I just want to see it.
It would be entertaining.
I just want to see it.
I'm there for it.
Caps play Toronto tomorrow night in Toronto. The last time the Toronto played the Caps was here, and I believe the Caps or the Maple Leafs scored in about 16 seconds.
It was either 14 or 16 seconds. Like, I had literally just sat down in my chair, and I had barely even put the recliner portion of the chair up, and those jerk Maple Leafs are celebrating behind Charlie Lindgren.
It didn't end well.
No, 7-3.
No, it did not end well.
It was an ass whooping.
Hopefully the next matchup goes better for the Capitals than the last one.
Well,
but it's always good to have Coach on after a huge win, and I'm sure he'll be very happy.
Oh, look at that. Dylan Strome with 60 points on the season.
Having a great year.
60.
That's got to be by far his best year in his career, right?
Sure, it's his career high. It has to be.
I think he's got 26 goals.
Let me look at his statters.
I feel like he's our guy, too. Like,
he's our guy.
When Stromer scores.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, Cakes. You probably don't. But every time I see 21 skate, I do think of Brooks Like. Do you think of that when you see 21 out there or no? Just because we have all those Brooks Like jerseys and we had Brooks on the
honestly,
show for so many years.
I love Brooks
you
Like.
You don't think of that?
It doesn't do that for me. It doesn't stir those memories. 60 points is not his career high, but he does have a career high in goals scored with 25.
Okay.
So he had 65 points last season. He's going to
get that.
He's going to eclipse
that.
So his
two best years are here.
Yes, correct. Okay. Yep.
How old is he?
26, I believe.
Jesus.
26 years old. Tender age of 26.
He's been around a while.
He's the same age as my oldest kid.
Yeah.
I can be Dylan Strome's dad. I can legitimately be his father.
Right.
He's crushing it. Glad to have him. You know what? B-Mac, Brian McClellan, very nice signing.
What's his contract situation? They signed him as a free agent?
They signed him to a one-year deal when he was a free agent. I think they gave him like $3 or $3.5 million. And then McClellan was like, oh, this guy's a stud. We're going to extend him.
Let's keep him.
I think he's on like a 4 or 5 year deal around $5 million per.
Good. Uh-huh.
You can look it up on SpotTrack, but it's something in that neighborhood. McClellan locked him up. He said, this is our guy.
Right.
We're not messing around. We're going to ink him to a nice deal. So good for him. He's paying the Caps back.
Big win.
Big one.
But big you know one. What? It's one day at a time.
That's right.
Let's see what happens when
they
go to Toronto.
We don't get over our skis over here. We don't get too crazy.
Just keep rooting against the Red Wings and the Flyers.
So it's a perfect day to be joined by head coach Spencer Carberry. He'll be on the show coming up at 7 a.m. And at 9:25, we're going to talk to our friend Chick Hernandez. He is, I believe, at the owner's meetings, and then he is following Josh Harris and company to Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels' pro day. So we'll talk to him about the owner's meetings and more. That's Chick Hernandez coming up at 9:25. We're the Junks on the Fan. Don't
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go anywhere. Let's get into the Junk Sports page brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep has all of your energy and performance needs covered. Get some now at Don'tSleepEnergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. I think I'm going to have to bring one of those home today because yesterday I took a drab level nap where I put a timer on to wake up after 40 minutes of napping. So I went upstairs and it's the timer in the kitchen. So I'm forced to get out of bed.
What time did you start?
This is probably
12:30,
12:45-ish.
Okay. All right.
So I hear the timer go off after 40 minutes and all I'm thinking is, please let my wife turn off the timer because I don't feel like getting out of bed, going downstairs, doing exactly what I was supposed to do.
Right.
Get out of bed, turn off the timer, limit my nap. Thankfully, my wife's an angel, turns off the timer, and then I proceed to sleep until about 3 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
And I woke up, and I felt like I was living a life of regret. Like, it's too long. That was too long of a nap.
So how long was it total?
It was about two hours. And a half. A good 2 hour, maybe 15 minutes.
I did the exact same thing.
It was too much.
You? First time I've done that in a while.
I have deemed that too long of a nap.
Man, that's
too much.
I would feel terrible.
I didn't feel great.
After long naps, I just feel blah.
You feel kind of bluff. But for 5 or 10 minutes, you get through it. You have a little.
I know, just jump in the shower and wake me up.
Just wake up and have a little caffeine.
Ugh.
I felt a little bad about myself, like when I woke up, but then I got over it. No. After a few minutes, and
I
was
had
fine.
To do the same thing.
I was good.
I know today I'm driving to Connecticut right after the show.
Right.
And I was exhausted yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I was going to be out late last night driving my daughter around and watching the Caps.
Yeah.
So I said, I just need to take the nap, and it ended up being over a 2 hour. Mm. Now, it was broken. I woke up a few times, but it's obviously necessary if you could fall asleep, you know, and basically stay asleep for 2+ hours in the middle of the day.
If that's your body saying. If you're driving to Connecticut today, I would just guzzle a don't sleep energy shot, and then
you'll be
get
fine,
on the wheel. You'll be good.
No, I need probably
until your
two
first stop.
Honestly, I'll probably need two of them.
Where will your first stop be? Somewhere on like Jersey Turnpike.
It just depends on when I get hungry,
and
because I'm telling you, that refrigerator, we can't buy food from that refrigerator.
Oh,
it does not work. It's hot.
Oh, that's
a hot refrigerator.
Which one?
The one in the break room.
The monumental one?
Yes. It's a hot refrigerator.
Oh,
so
it?
I don't know if it's
not
when working. When Roger kind of left the door open because it was locked. And I don't know if that did it, but it's a hot refrigerator.
Maybe we could put Roger on the case because now that the fancy coffee machine is gone, he doesn't have that to tinker with. He could try to fix the refrigerator.
I've pointed him in the direction of it, and he seems uninterested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's because
he has
Monumental Vending should come here and fix it.
But Monumental Vending, they probably don't want to. But
he was here yesterday. I didn't know about it. I would have told him.
I thought I've been complaining about it for a couple weeks.
You didn't lock in on it.
Yeah. But like, if you look at it, everything's sweaty in there. I mean, it's literally gross.
Well, if Monumental Vending wants to keep their numbers where they are or have them increase, they've got to fix their...
People are still buying stuff.
They got to fix their fridge.
People are buying warm meats and stuff.
Yeah, because they're desperate.
Are you buying, like, warm Lunchables?
I have in the past, and I keep regretting, and I've now sworn it off. Because it's been a couple months
now. So will you
now.
Wait to eat until... Will you get something right after work, or will you wait until
you're
on the road?
No, I'll wait until I'm on the road. But my hack is, like, the don't sleep energy shots.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do, I can't drink too much coffee today because I'll just have to keep peeing on the trip. And that's just a dagger because you think, okay, I'm just going to stop at a side rest stop. I'm going to pee and then maybe I'm going to grab a soda or something.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing you know, you're 15 minutes behind schedule. Like when you look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't want to be behind schedule.
Then you have to drive faster, try to make up for it.
Yeah.
Then you put your life in danger.
So what is it, about 6 hours to wherever
you know
you're
what's
going?
Funny is I've been monitoring it for the last 24, 48 hours.
Yeah.
If I left right now, it only says 4 hours, 47 minutes. It's not bad.
Okay,
I don't know how. It's just basically like, it looks like it's just like 95.
There's no one on the road yet.
True. But I've been checking
in 4 hours, it'll be, I'm guessing, 5.5 hours.
Yeah, probably. Just as long as it's not 8. And just as long as I don't hit a freaking pothole. I am so just trepidatious now because if you have lower profile tires, you feel, Jason knows, you feel every
loop.
You feel
everything, of course.
And when you've been popped and you've been, it's ruined your day, you're very sensitive to it. And that corridor up to New York or whatever, it's filled with them.
Just riddled with potholes.
Oh, that's what the workers.
It's a terrifying drive.
Workers on the Francis Scott Key.
Yeah, they were repairing them.
They were filling potholes.
Right. And I don't know, is this the time of year where they happen because it's like in between temps or whatever?
I don't know the science behind it.
Probably coming out of the wintertime.
Yeah, something happens.
Sure, just the cement just breaks up.
I hit a pothole going up to Kurt's place in Baltimore. Valdez, you'll kind of know. It's right near M&T Bank Stadium.
Yeah.
Right near Pigtown. That's where my son lives, Pigtown. Left lane of MLK before you get to the turn, there's a pothole that almost swallowed my electric car.
Oh, I believe
I hit it, and I was like, well, that's going to blow a tire. Right. Just the sound of it. And
the smashing.
Yeah. I'm just like, well, that's dead. And then somehow my car survived it. I don't know how.
Right.
I thought I went into a sinkhole.
Mine wouldn't have survived that.
Mine wouldn't have.
My tires would have been shot.
If you drove your smart car, it would probably engulf your car.
That's the one I was driving.
Oh, jeez.
I literally thought I was going to go to the center of the earth. I was going to see The Rock.
Tate actually doesn't have a smart car. He has an electric car, but it's like the size of a smart car.
Yeah.
It's actually comical.
Though there is another car in the garage currently.
Yeah.
That my car looks like a tractor trailer.
Oh my God.
It's smaller than yours?
I mean, this car, first of all, it's orange. It's like burnt orange. It looks like Vince Young should be driving around in it.
Right.
Hook'em.
It's hook'em horns. There's no chance it's as long as this table.
What do you know what brand? What manufacturer?
I think it might be It might be a smart car. I'm not 100% sure, but it's, I want to say it's about half the length of this table.
You think we're exaggerating, but Cakes has a car that looks like the Fisher-Price thing that's red and has the yellow top that you push your kids around in.
First of all, stop, rewind.
Freddie Flintstone's feet.
That's not a Fisher-Price item. I know because I worked in the toy biz.
What is that?
That's a Little Tykes Cozy Coupe that you're describing. Well,
all right.
So you got to get your brands
right. I'm sorry.
Coupe. Okay. Anyway.
Cakes has a Power Wheel.
But I walked to my car, and I'm like, oh, my car looks like a caddy from back in the day compared to this car that's, I think it's 6 feet long.
Right.
It's the shortest car.
It's a golf cart.
I think golf carts are actually
a little bit bigger.
I'm not even doing a bit. You should go to, Mike Marsh should go down and take a picture of it in the garage if it's there. You guys won't believe how small that car is.
Small, well. Just be careful with those potholes, man, because those are crazy.
Here's the thing. You won't like this, but I will swerve around a pothole before I swerve around a human.
What about a squirrel?
I think I'm with you.
Are you kidding?
What if there's a Glenn Hardesty out on the road?
Like if there's anything out, I'm just going to run
over. What about a Rob Deere?
But a pothole, I'm going to dodge and swerve.
Rob Deere, it's probably better.
Dude,
probably
I've
better
hit a
to
few,
hit the deer than to hit like a freaking telephone.
Well, it depends
pole
on where you
tree.
Hit it. It depends where you hit it. I've hit them on the side.
Yeah.
And it's still a jolt.
Mm-hmm. But
I've never hit one straight on. If you hit one straight on, that's trouble. Mm-hmm. Now, it's like, better than a tree, but it's trouble. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want that thing coming through your windshield.
No.
It can pwn you.
No, those things are huge.
Kill you right on the spot.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, big day today.
Just be careful. It's Cakes and I for the rest of the week. It's two-man show Thursday, Friday.
That's
well, it's really a four-man show because Matt and Matt are here.
Yeah, you just make them talk more.
Yeah, they're not going to just...
Do we get EB's paycheck for the day?
I hope you do.
No.
If you can make that work somehow, more power to
we'll
you.
We'll do a silent protest.
I know how much he makes per hour.
Do you? I don't know that.
Don't tell me that.
You want to know?
Yeah, I know. No, I don't care. I don't want to know. Don't tell them. Don't do that. You don't
even... God.
Don't tell them.
I'm
sure we don't already know, Rick.
Yeah,
know.
You don't care.
I just like that Jason already has it figured out.
I mean,
down
to
the hour.
It's crazy.
Well, I mean, I see it every paycheck.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter.
I look
believe
at
me.
It.
I've never made more money. I've never spent more money. I got two kids going to be living
you.
In New York City
I'm
while I'm paying for Ithaca and Poughkeepsie rent simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
Paying my own freaking mortgage.
You better start driving Lyft on
private
the side, brother.
School for my little one.
Yeah, you get a new side
Cornell tuition. Google that with room and board and everything.
No, I can't even imagine that.
It's crazy.
That's the one thing I got really fortunate. First of all, I've got two kids. All of you guys have three.
Yeah.
All right. And I think I read somewhere that average cost of raising a kid before college is about $400,000 from birth to 18.
I think it's way more than that.
I'm saying before college.
Yeah, I think it might be way more than
that.
Especially
maybe
if they go to private school.
I'm saying that's the average.
Yeah.
So I've probably saved $1 million based on what you guys have an extra kid.
Oh, yeah.
I've saved $1 million.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you got because
I'm guessing if you send a kid, especially to private high school, but then through college with cars too, it's about $1 million.
Sure,
from birth
you can't
to
think about the
college
money,
graduation.
Because if you do think about the money, you won't have kids.
Hey, can
you'll
you loan
just
me some money?
Lonely.
You have an extra $1 million. You're bragging about I have an extra $1 million that you guys don't have.
Yeah, it all went into an OC
it's
condo.
Like you're learning from JP bragging about going to Puerto Rico while we're here with weird weather.
Has JP
degrees.
Posted any any funny pics the last couple
I
days?
Don't know.
Anybody monitoring?
He posted some shirtless pics.
Oh, he did? Good for him.
He must be feeling confident enough.
The whole family?
Maybe it was on his wife's account. I don't know. I don't know whose it was. But
Well, I'm sure do you think he approves? Do you think JP cares?
I don't think
approves.
He cares about
he's
the pictures.
For that.
Huh? Like, he's weird about pictures. Like, he almost had an aneurysm last week when Mike Marr grabbed his phone and took... Mike Marr did what normal people do. Like,
I
when
know.
He's taking a picture... You snap 7 or 8.
Yeah.
You hope you get one good one.
Right, with everybody's eyes open.
700 or 800.
He hands the phone back to JP. JP looks at him and goes, Why did you take all these pictures? We just started attacking JP. That's what normal people do.
JP's
they don't just
brain,
take one picture.
He can't comprehend like 8 pics. Like
Hey, one pick in, one pick out.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
The way he works.
His brain is so organized.
But you have to take 10 pictures and try to find one good one.
But they're all the same.
No, no, but no, sometimes you blink.
That's like, rare.
If you're savvy, you're sucking in. And, yeah, you know, there's all these things you're
doing. Different angle.
Yeah, there's a different head tilt.
Like, if you watch your daughters, I guarantee when you take pictures, they're doing all these, they're trying to find the right.
No, I know they do that, but when we take a picture with an in-studio guest.
Believe me, I'm lifting my chin up.
We're all just doing the same thing.
Ben Affleck smile.
Ben Affleck smile, guys. I trained you back in the day.
I don't know. I'm kind of with him.
Great tip for
taking 10 to 15 to 20 pictures. I think it's a
skill. No. You can never take enough pictures.
I'm totally with you. There's our boy Stromer. God, he's good.
I probably have 3,000 pictures on my phone. Mm-hmm. I'm not even kidding. I don't even know how many I have, but I've got a lot.
I hate that.
At some point, I'll delete them, but it doesn't really bother me. It doesn't faze me.
Yeah, that's why you and I are different.
And you want to take
2.5 hour naps. I don't.
That's true.
I like to take a couple vertical and then a couple horizontal because depending on which app you post it on, it's full screen on that app. So none of them are just
you don't need to rationalize. You are the normal person.
You're in the majority
is normal. That's the way it's supposed to be done.
That's normal. Yeah, and then if it really bothers you, you just delete them after you pick the one.
Yeah, you find the one you want to keep.
And then if you want, if you're anal, just delete them.
Yeah. That's, you know, pretty simple.
Now, what I think is incredibly insane is a guy like JP who deletes his emails. Like, instead of just reading them and letting them go into old mail, let it naturally organize your emails, he feels the need
to delete.
I
delete emails.
No, I don't. I've got so many emails in my Yahoo account.
Yeah, I mean, you have your new mail, your old mail, your sent mail, and then you can
always reference it. I know, but if you know you don't need it, you just delete it.
Yeah, but JP needs it. He's constantly saying, oh, I deleted that email.
All right, well, that's different. If there's an email that he needs, but...
I know. Listen, we all get plenty of junk.
When Matthew Myers, you know who Matt Myers is?
I do know that person, yes.
He sends the live reads email that's got the list of all. All right. I look at it and make sure it's... Watch this. Delete.
How many emails do you currently have?
Who cares if it's in your cloud or in your... Like, it's in your old mail.
I don't know. It just fills up. I mean, I don't need it. It doesn't need to be in the cloud either.
I don't need all these emails. Guess how many emails I have.
I don't know. Thousands, probably.
Take a guess.
I have no idea.
Just take a random guess.
6,000.
4,700.
81,000 emails. Oh,
that's so dumb.
Okay, but yours are probably all in the new, too. Are they all in the new?
Yeah.
A lot. Spam.
Crazy.
Yeah, so much spam.
Hey, Matt Myers. Watch 81K.
This. 81K. Yeah.
Hey, Matt Myers.
Yes.
Dustin Rhodes, Wednesday, TSP. Delete. Best Buy credit email. Delete.
Well, you should be unsubscribing from that.
Well, that's fine.
Now, I clearly am not... practicing what I preach because I have 81,000 emails.
Well, you know how I just got in this cigar club thing, right?
You get a monthly cigar club?
Well, I didn't really join it, but I ordered like 10 cigars.
Oh, so now you're in the algorithm.
Now I get two or three emails a day from them, all their specials.
Save 20% on this order.
Yeah.
Get your Easter cigars.
Yeah, and now, you know. Get your Dutch Masters. Do they even make those anymore? Those are super cheap,
pretty
right?
Tough to unsubscribe from an email.
No, I know. Believe me, I go on unsubscribe.
I do that sometimes too.
But then, as soon as you order something, a lot of these companies do. They put you on all their the cigar company also owns a thermos company, and you know you're getting all their stuff.
It's relentless.
I'm getting something from like some. I get these batting tips from some guy. I mean, batting? My kids play baseball.
When's the last time you played baseball?
I'm getting like batting cage lessons. I don't know how it's from something. Probably from one of my golf guys. They also do. Baseball coaching or something. You know what I mean? It's
they
like
branched
crazy.
Out.
You can't.
I didn't know Tom Amansky had your email.
You can't.
Send you a big hat, too.
And some of them are very sneaky. It's very hard to find the unsubscribe.
Oh, it's tough.
You know, they hide that thing.
Sometimes it's a fake me out unsubscribe link.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, and you click on it, and then it like takes you to another site, and they basically just stole all your data.
And they want you to, and you know, next thing you know, you subscribe to even more stuff. It's honestly, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. God only knows if you're stupid enough to stumble onto some adult content, what's going on behind the scenes of your computer.
You definitely can't do that.
Mm. Yeah.
Speaking of pictures, Drabby, I took this picture of it was a video, and I just took a picture of this kid. I don't know where he is. He's a high school kid. It was off YouTube. It says what a 50 and a half inch vertical looks like. Look at this picture. Look at it. I couldn't believe it. Look at that. He's looking down into the hoop.
No. What's the kid's name?
I don't know. I don't know
that
his name.
That almost looks... Okay, so that is a Photoshop thing, right? But it's what it kind of would look
video.
Like.
It's a video. No, it's a video.
Of
and
him
I just,
jumping over two people?
He's jumping over two guys. Now, I don't know if it's fake. I don't think it's fake. It looks pretty real.
No, I follow a lot of these dunking accounts, too. These guys are doing dunks
look at this.
That are insane. I think that's doctored, but it may be what it would look like.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
If you look,
because that looks... I just looked at that for 1 second. It looks doctored, but...
No, but watch the video.
Oh, I believe me. I've seen those guys. Yeah. They're doing the craziest
thing. I don't know the kid's name.
You're in the dunk wormhole.
He goes to a school called American Fork Canyon. I don't know where that is. But that's
American.
It's a high
probably
school.
In somebody's basement.
Yeah. Or but, it could be yeah, it could be
but
completely
if that,
fictitious.
If that's even basement. Close to legitimate, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it is ridiculous.
All right, don't forget, coming up later in the show, coming up in actually just about 20 minutes, Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals, will join us, talk about their big win over the Red Wings and the playoff push that's coming up at 7 a.m. right here on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Caps head coach Spencer Carberry joins us in just about 15 minutes. That's at 7 a.m. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Chick Hernandez, sports anchor for WUSA 9. He'll be in Baton Rouge for Jaden Daniels Pro Day today, so we will get his input and insight on that. That's coming up at 9:25.
Yeah, we got some Pro Days, obviously big ones today, tomorrow. Drake May's tomorrow, I believe. And, you know, Chick will be there, and we'll talk to him and get his synopsis on Daniels and how he looks. I'm just looking at all these mock drafts. You know, there's a billion each day, but just I teed one up today from Pro Football Network, and they still got Daniels going two to the Commanders. Now, they do have – and they got May going to the Pats, but they do have the Vikings trading up to get JJ. So maybe – there's a possibility. I don't know if I'd put it at 50-50. Maybe I'd put it higher. Quarterbacks will go one, two, three, four.
It seems like it's very possible. I know that Ben Standick, we've had on the show a bunch, and I think Trabs told me in years past, he's done very well in like some of these mock draft things. Mm-hmm. He was kind of put out of maybe his first one or another version of his mock in the last day or so, and he tweeted that from the people he's talked to around the league, that's not with the Commanders, but around the league, he's just
taking
the consensus that Daniels is just getting more props. And so Daniels will be the pick.
Yeah, he could.
And who knows?
Yeah, I mean.
Because Daniels' skill set is so special. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, I mean, the kid can run.
He could do it all. It's just a matter of staying healthy.
But if he couldn't run.
Oh, I think it would be totally different.
Correct.
Totally different.
Yeah, he wouldn't be seen as a top five pick.
Adam Peters hat on sportskeeda.com on their mock draft simulator, and I traded down to four and got Jaden Daniels. I mean, I'm just wheeling and dealing.
The problem
over here,
is,
EB.
I don't want to disrespect the mock thing, but I've done. Yeah. It's so random. I mean, you know what I mean?
It can be random. That is true.
It's very, very sort of random.
But you know what else it is?
Fun
and addictive.
Right.
What it is.
I believe the Patriots had a lengthy meeting with Daniels last night, interview process before his pro day. And also, we'll get to watch Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers today as well. Because they sat out the combine.
I mean, those are three first-round picks right there.
Yeah.
So,
they're definitely participating?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll be throwing
a lot of juice in that pro day.
Seriously. Yeah. Did you guys watch the Lauby workouts?
No. No, it wasn't
good. I was like retweeting some of the links. You didn't?
Is that a serious question?
I'm telling you.
Listen, for day three,
you're mocking me now. I will bring it all in. He's going to have an impact.
He's going to have an impact as a third down back somewhere.
Nobody's joning on him.
Good.
But he's one of 25 running backs that are going to get drafted.
Okay.
The donk the other day said day three.
I agree. I think he's good. I think he's a day three guy. That's what everybody says. Hopefully it's closer to like fifth round, fourth round than sixth round. But anyway, I'm telling you, he's going to be like drafted late. He's a small guy from a small school, but the skill set's going to translate.
I know. It's nothing against Dylan Lobby. It's your obsession with him that makes us chuckle.
I know. Okay. I'm just saying, if you watch it, you could see why those guys get excited. So, anyway. Signed Eckler, I was disappointed because it makes us less likely.
Austin Eckler, borderline Hall of Famer, according correct. To me.
Austin, yes. Yeah.
Austin Eckler, yeah, no doubt.
But and he was he's small player from a small school,
right?
He didn't even get drafted.
Very similar,
yeah.
You know,
he obviously had a huge impact.
I'm
not saying Lauby will be videos. Austin Eckler, but
just watch some of the videos. You see the guy how smooth he is catching the ball, and apparently, like the guy said, and Joe P keeps telling me they're going to love him as a punt returner.
I'm sure.
So, I don't know.
Here's my big question. How do we watch the Jaden Daniels Pro Day? Is it on NFL Network? Like
probably.
Who's airing it? Who's broadcasting
it? NFL Network. I think it starts at 1:50, but I don't believe the NFL Network coverage is until 8 p.m.
Well, that's terrible.
I don't really understand.
They can't show it live?
You don't need to see it live. You can just see somebody have it up on YouTube
Valdez,
in 5 minutes.
Valdez, though, he has to know some sort of workaround, I would think.
he's got 9,000 channels.
I've heard things through the grapevine.
Right. He's like the CIA over there.
He is. Yeah, he's like NSA.
They can't
he's
show like, it live? Is there
code breaker.
Is there some sort of restriction?
I don't know.
They got to show a replay of the, you know,
Niners
Cowboys?
I'm seeing a link here. It says, watch Jaden Daniels Pro Day on Fubo. I don't even know what Fubo is.
I think you got to pay for that.
Yeah,
I think I might have it. I might have something on.
Oh, you might. Okay.
Yeah.
You might have access.
I think I've had to watch a volleyball tournament on that or something.
Okay.
What time's the? What did you say the Daniels or the LSU Pro Day?
This is what their email from the NFL Network to me said. Live coverage starts at 1:50 p.m. on NFL Plus. Okay.
All right.
And will air at 8 p.m. on NFL Network.
All right. So you know what? I'll DVR.
What's NFL Plus? That's another one you got to pay extra
juice in you for something.
Yeah. You got to subscribe.
Like the NFL needs more of our money. Are you kidding?
I mean,
they get
it's
it.
Crazy how we get nickel and dime.
Oh, it's just death by
death
thousand
cuts.
Death by thousand
subscriptions.
Streams.
So many subscriptions. My wife gets so tilted too when I buy stuff from the Warm Refrigerator. Like every day, I have those little $3 charges on the.
You know what? I would love for her to add them up for the year so far.
Well, I mean, you got to figure it's at least $5 a day, probably.
Oh man, that's a life.
Huge life leak.
$5 a day is what is that? $25 a week. It's $125 bucks a month.
Yeah, roughly $1,200 a year.
It's $1,000 a year.
I mean, you got to take out weekends and vacations.
See again, Jason.
$1,000 a year.
That's where you're winning at life. You haven't given those machines one stinking dollar. That I know of.
Correct. And I also haven't paid. What are you guys paying for parking every day?
I think it's $240 bucks a month.
$240.
Roughly.
All right. So I'm saving, I don't know, call it $100 to $125 bucks a month.
Yeah. I mean, you're
I'm tipping instead.
You're saving $1,000 on parking.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? I definitely saw a story on Twitter about a dude running around Navy Yard yesterday afternoon.
What happened to
with
him?
With a gun, like hopping in and out of like apartment buildings.
Oh, jeez.
I don't worry too much about that.
That $240 bucks is the best money I spend every month.
What time did that happen?
Broad daylight, yesterday afternoon.
It was yesterday.
Like a block away, like on New Jersey Avenue, which is like a block away from
cakes.
Here.
Team safety
there
over
you
here.
Go. Team safety
in the building.
Believe me, my head's on a swivel every time I drive into the city. When I pull up in front of the hotel, I look around. Heads on a swivel.
My head's on a swivel until I hit 695.
Should be.
And then I get into the hotel quickly.
Yeah.
Drop my keys off, and then I'm sprinting to the front door.
You know what still tilts me though? Just with as we get nickel and dime and everything, is the wide disparity in gas prices. Just based on where you live or where you're driving through. It's crazy.
Sure.
It's like right now, okay, whatever. I put the cheap gas in my car. Sorry.
Well, everybody does.
Okay, I put the cheap gas.
Nobody's buying premium.
In my neighborhood, it's $3.99, okay? Yeah. Down the road, couple miles away, it's $3.50.
Yeah.
$3.49. Some other places when I drive through, it's in $3.20. They're just literally gouging you just based on your affluence.
You need to move closer to a refinery, Rick, and your price will drop. Now you'll be living next to an oil refinery.
It's just crazy. I mean, I guess that's what it is. I guess it's, I guess that's capitalism. That's the nature of capitalism. But it just drives me crazy.
And I know that you're weird about like where you're going to fill up too.
I only fill up if it's on the right side, unless I'm in dire straits.
You won't make a left turn. Your car is filled up for your trip, right?
Oh yeah, I filled it up yesterday.
Okay, good.
That's why I'm tilted about it.
Because only rookies would like make a 5-hour trip and like have a quarter tank of gas. Like that's just dumb.
No, you got to fill up before.
That. You got to have your tank on F when you start your long trips.
Oh yeah. I agree.
Because you get stuck in traffic. You know,
like, but not today. I had 38 miles when I got in my car. 38 miles on my gas tank.
Yeah.
I went to the Harris Teeter and I put in $20 and I nailed it. 20.00.
Why don't you just fill it up? You're at the bank every day or the gas station every day?
We're working with
at the gas station more than the bank.
With one of the world's biggest misers. He's sitting right there.
And I nailed it on 20. If it was $20.01, I would have had to go to $21 and nail it on 21.
Paul, you have OCD.
If you miss that,
got to go to 22.
You have a raging case of the OCD over there.
100%.
That's what you have.
I'd actually rather it be $19.99 than $20.01.
You don't want to crack the threshold.
I don't want to go over $20.
If it goes to $20.01, you have to go to $21.
Yes.
Weirdo.
It's very weird.
Meanwhile, I filled my tank up yesterday. I think it was $99.
Was it really that much?
That's a lot.
I think so. It was almost close to $8.
You couldn't get it to a Hunsky?
I don't care about that.
You gotta get it to a Hunsky.
I just let it stop.
I couldn't leave the gas station if it was $99.
He wants to keep it in two digits, not three.
Yeah, right.
He's gonna do everything he can to make that happen. All right, when we come back, we'll talk to a guy who I'm guessing doesn't just put $20 of gas into his car when he fills up. It's Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He'll talk about the big win last night and more next here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.